Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Avram Gold. All right, and today we're Masechus Ksubis Daf Tzadiches, the 11th Perek Aman in Yizonas. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. The Zichud Masechus Ksubis program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabba Breda Rava sent the following question to Rav Yosef. Mocherish Rabba Basin, Sricha Shvua, Ain Sricha Shvua. If an Almana sells her late husband's estate to collect her Ksuba without consulting Basin, does she require a Shvua or not? Rashi explains that the question is whether she must take a shvua that she did not collect more than the value of her ksuba. Rav Yosef answered, but you should have asked instead whether a public announcement is required before she sells a property. Rav Yosef is referring to the basin's public auction of a debtor's property. If the almana must also sell the property through a public auction, then people will know how much it was sold for and there's no need for her to take a shvua. If she does not, then perhaps she does need to take a shvua. Rav Yosef says that Rava should have inquired about this first, since the answer to this question will determine whether his inquiry is relevant. After Rava's explanation for why he did not inquire about the hachraza is rejected, the Gemara concludes that the halacha is Tzricha shvua ve'ena tzricha hachraza. An almana requires a shvua and does not require a hachraza. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Almana sha'isa ksubas masayim, an almana whose ksuba is worth 200 zuz. And she sold property worth 100 zuz for 200 zuz, or she sold property worth 200 zuz for 100 zuz, she has received her ksuba. Rashi explains that in the latter case, we can tell her that she caused the loss of half her ksuba herself by underselling the property. If her ksuba was worth 100 zuz, and she sold property with 100 zuz, and a dinner for 100 zuz, machra batel, her sale is void, afil hi omeres oxygen dinner li yorshim machra batel, and even if she says, I'll return the extra dinner to the heirs, the sale is void. But Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, oil machra kayim, her sale always stands, and unless there'll be enough to leave over in a field an area of 9 kabin, and in a vegetable garden an area of half a kav, and according to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, an area in the garden the size of a base rova, a quarter kav. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the only time the sale is void is when the land that was sold in excess of the ksuba, together with any bordering land that has remained in the possession of the heirs, equals an area that could have been used as a field. And point number three, the Gemara asks that if in the second case of the Mishnah, where the Almana sold the land worth 200 zuz for 100, and we tell her you lost half your ksuba by underselling the land, then in the Mishnah's first case, where she sold property worth 100 zuz for 200 zuz, let her say, I profited by overcharging, and the heirs still owe me half the ksuba. Rav Nachman answered in the name of Rabbi Ravu. Here in our Mishnah, Rebbe has taught Hakol Bahamos that all windfall monies received by a shaliach belong to the owner of the purchase money, meaning the sender or buyer himself. Rashi explains that the shaliach cannot claim that he earned the extra profit. This issue is a machlokes tanaim. Rabbi Yehuda holds extra profits go to the shaliach, and Rabbi Yossi holds that when an item does not have a fixed price, such as in our case of land, Hakol Bahamos, the extra earnings go to the principal, referring to the heirs. Rebbe wrote the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yossi's opinion. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rabba Reda Rava sent the following question to Rabbi Yosef. Mocher Shloba Basin, Tzricha Shvua, Oin Tzricha Shvua. If an almana sells her late husband's estate to collect her ksuba without consulting Basin, does she require a Shvua or not? Rashi explains that the question is whether she must take a Shvua that she did not collect more than the value of her ksuba. Rabbi Yosef answered, but you should have asked instead whether a public announcement is required before she sells a property. Rabbi Yosef is referring to the basin's public auction of a debtor's property. If the almana must also sell the property through a public auction, then people will know how much it was sold for and there's no need for her to take a shvua. If she does not, then perhaps she does need to take a shvua. Rav Yosef says that Rava should have inquired about this first, since the answer to this question will determine whether his inquiry is relevant. After Rava's explanation for why he did not inquire about the hachraza is rejected, the Gemara concludes that the halacha is Tzricha shvua ve'ena tzricha hachraza. An almana requires a shvua and does not require a hachraza. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Almana sha'isa ksubas masayim, an almana whose ksuba is worth 200 zuz. Umachra shava mana b'masayim, or shava masayim b'mana, nizkabu ksubasa, and she sold property worth 100 zuz for 200 zuz, or she sold property worth 200 zuz for 100 zuz, she has received her ksuba. Rashi explains that in the latter case, we can tell her that she caused the loss of half her ksuba herself by underselling the property. If her ksuba was worth 100 zuz, umachru shava mana medina b'mana, and she sold property with 100 zuz, and a dinner for 100 zuz, machra batel, her sale is void, afil hi omeres oxygen dinner li yorshim machra batel, and even if she says, I'll return the extra dinner to the heirs, the sale is void. But Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, oilo machra kayim, her sale always stands, and unless there'll be enough to leave over in a field an area of 9 kabin and in a vegetable garden an area of half a kav, and according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, an area in the garden the size of a base rova, a quarter kav. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the only time the sale is void is when the land that was sold in excess of the ksuba, together with any bordering land that has remained in the possession of the heirs, equals an area that could have been used as a field. And point number three, the Gemara asks that if in the second case of the Mishnah where the Almana sold the land worth 200 zuz for 100 and we tell her you lost half your ksuba by underselling the land, then in the Mishnah's first case where she sold property worth 100 zuz for 200 zuz, let her say, I profited by overcharging and the heirs still owe me half the ksuba. Rav Nachman answered in the name of Rabbi Ravu. Here in our Mishnah, Rebbe has taught Hakol Bohamos, that all windfall monies received by a shliach belong to the owner of the purchase money, meaning the sender or buyer himself. Rashi explains that the shliach cannot claim that he earned the extra profit. This issue is a machlokes tanaim. Rabbi Yehuda holds extra profits go to the shliach, and Rabbi Yossi holds that when an item does not have a fixed price, such as in our case of land, Hakol Bohamos, the extra earnings go to the principal, referring to the heirs. Rebbe wrote the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yossi's opinion. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Tzadiches, and our standard Simmer is a clown based on our association to the word schok, laughter. So here goes. The clown act with Mrs. Clown playing an almana, selling her late husband's property in a public auction, and taking a shavua, featured her underselling Mr. Clown's land by a half and being told she caused herself a loss, and then selling his property at twice its value and being told Hakola Bahamos and the extra profits go to Mr. Clown's kids. Once again, in slow motion. The clown act, that must be more duff, Sadiches, Chok. The clown act with Mrs. Clown playing an almana, selling her late husband's property in a public auction and taking a shavua, which reminds us, Rabbi Rei Rava sent the following question to Rav Yosef. If an almana sells her late husband's estate to collect her ksuba without consulting Beis Din, does she require a shavua or not? Rashi explains that the question is whether she must take a shavua that she did not collect more than the value of her ksuba. The Gemara concludes that the halacha is tzricha shavua ve'in tzricha hachraza. An almana requires a shavua and does not require a hachraza. So the clown actor with Mrs. Clown playing an almana, selling her late husband's property in a public auction and taking a shavua, featured her underselling Mr. Clown's land by a half and being told she caused herself a loss, which reminds us, the next mission brings machlokes regarding the status of the sale when almana undersells or oversells a property to collect a ksuba. So the clown actor with Mrs. Clown playing an almana, selling her late husband's property in a public auction and taking a shavua, featured her underselling Mr. Clown's land by a half and being told she caused herself a loss, and then selling his property at twice its value and being told Hakol Bahamalos and the extra profits go to Mr. Clown's kids, which reminds us. The Gemara asks that if in the second case of the Mishnah where the Almana sold the land worth 200 zuz for 100 and we tell her you lost half your ksuba by underselling the land, then in the Mishnah's case where she sold property worth 100 zuz for 200 zuz, let her say, I profited by overcharging and the heirs still owe me half the ksuba. Rav Nachman answered in the name of Rabbi Bar Avua, here in our Mishnah, Rabbi is taught Hakol Bahamos, that all windfall monies received by a shaliach belong to the owner of the purchase money, meaning the sender or buyer himself. Rashi explains that the shaliach cannot claim that he earned the extra profit. So once again, the clown act with Mrs. Clown playing an almana, selling her late husband's property in a public auction and taking a shavua, featured her underselling Mr. Clown's land by a half and being told she caused herself a loss, and then selling his property at twice its value and being told Hakol Bohamos, and the extra profits go to Mr. Clown's kids. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.